Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Nancy, and something was digging up all of her bulbs in the yard. And right at the end, right before we hit the break, she had mentioned Tabasco sauce or something hot like that. Well, the squirrels, they have a they can taste things. They're not like a bird, where a bird can't actually taste. So when it comes to hot, they don't understand. So that's why if you ever see bird food that has like a very hot mix, that it doesn't affect the bird. It's more to repel squirrels, and that's where the Tabasco sauce comes in. They do have sprays called like a hot pepper wax that you can spray in the area that is basically hot peppers on the bulb itself. So that when they do go to dig in that area, they don't like the taste. The thing about it is most squirrels don't like the taste of tulips, but they don't know enough not to keep digging. They just smell that there's something underneath there, and that's what they want. You could use as a type of fertilizer, they have a blood meal. You can put that into the soil around it. It's not the easiest thing to get rid of the squirrels. I got squirrels running in my backyard. They were running last night and just all over the place. There's probably like six or eight of them. So.
What part of the city do you live on?
I live over in Belvedere neighborhood.
Oh, we must be neighbors then.
Yeah. But I got a bunch all over the place. I feel the same way with you.
They only come at night. But the squirrels come during the day, too, though.
Well, so the other thing it could be is maybe there's some skunks or something along those lines digging into the soil. So the reason why I had asked earlier, is it in the lawn or is it just in the beds? Because if it was going into the lawns, there's...
No, it's going to the lawn, yeah.
Okay,
it's
so...
little holes.
Well, so then what it also could be is the skunks going on, because there could be grubs in the soil, which is most likely. So the grubs are still high in the soil. They haven't completely started to go down into the soil. And skunks will dig up the lawn. And, even some foxes and other large animals like that will go to do that. You'll find little holes all over the lawn because they're looking for insects to eat. So you could have a grub problem in the lawn, and that's what is causing a lot of this. So one of the products to get rid of the grubs and kill anything that's there is a product called Dilox from Bayer, BioAdvanced, formerly Bayer. That product is a granular form you put all over the lawn with a spreader, and what it'll do is It'll kill the grubs. It's a 24-hour release. So in 24 hours, it's released everything that it has product-wise and will go into the soil, but it will kill the grubs. It won't hurt beneficial insects or anything along those lines. But it definitely would be worth it at this time of year. You can go down to Mahoney's in Tewksbury there or to Chelmsford, whichever one you like. And I know they have Dilox products there.
Yeah.
They do it in a 5,000 or a 15,000 square foot bag to use. It's a very distinct smell. It's like a cocoa smell to it. But it definitely works. And you can put that down any time now. Like I said, it'll kill any of the grubs that are underneath there. And will take away what the skunks or the rodents are looking for. They're looking for those insects, something to chew on, and you're just going to take it away. So that could help you definitely.
And what's the name of that?
It's called Dilox, or it's a 24-hour killer. Let me get the exact name for you. It's a 24-hour grub killer plus. But if you go to a local garden center and just tell them you're looking for Dilox, which is D-Y-L-O-X, they'll know exactly.
D-Y-L-O-X.
They'll know exactly what you're looking at.
Okay.
And I think that you
know, the ones I have in the bucket now, can I cover them with anything or just because I have three buckets with all tulips in them?
So by getting rid of some of these insects, you're going to take the predators away. So you're going to be able to put those back into the soil. Because you're going to want to get them back into the soil so they can have that dormant period for next season, right?
Right. Yeah.
You know, you need that cold winter so they freeze and they start to, go into that dormancy period so they'll produce for next year. So I would definitely, once you've gotten the product down, you'll notice that some of these holes will stop being dug in the yard and that you'll be able to replant those bulbs. And at that point, you know, putting some rocks around just the bulb itself just a little bit.
Yes.
So they can't dig the bulb out itself, or spraying with that Repelzol or any rodent spray for a deterrent would definitely be helpful.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Thank you. I'll tell you, your father was a big help. I have your number on my on the telephone. Just press a button.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you very much, Beth.
Well, thank you, Nancy. Have a great one.
You too, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have some more calls in line, so I want to get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Linda is in St. Charles.
Linda, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I'm pretty happy. It's about 6:11 here in St. Charles, and it's been raining 45 minutes.
Well, perfect.
Yeah, I mean, we have had such a drought, so I am pretty excited. If I had known that, I would have put up my Halloween decorations even earlier. That's what caused it. It's like washing your car. Okay, I'm hoping you can help me. I need to do something for the lawn, so I'm really excited about your show today. I have a University of Illinois Extension Center near me, so okay. What I need to do is take a soil sample. Doesn't matter what area of the lawn, I mean, shaded, unshaded, that I dig it up, or...
Well, so it would be the area that you think is the main issue. Is the whole lawn an issue, or is it one area worse than the other?
Well, the trouble is, I, like you and Nancy, I have squirrels, and I have three nut trees, so they're always digging up the lawn and burying, you know, the nuts, usually. Mm-hmm. So, do I start aerating it, you know, have someone do that and then seed it, or just how do I make it better? I mean, the soil might be okay. I don't think it was ever a great soil. I just have so many weeds that it has to be reseeded, I think.
Okay, well,
Yeah, definitely.
I definitely think you do. A soil sample is only going to help you going forward. What I would like to see you do is, so take the area, and, you know, if it's a huge area, maybe cut it in two, but take like a rectangle, square, whichever. Take the four corners and the center. And what I want you to do is I want you to get a 5-gallon bucket. I want you to stick, a round point shovel into the ground. And the soil that I want you to get is once you've put it into the ground is at the bottom of the shovel. So by the point. Okay. So we're looking to get, 5 samples from an area. So the four corners and the center. You're going to put that in a 5-gallon bucket. Okay, and you're going to let it sit outside for 24 hours, not in the rain, but to allow it to dry out a little bit.
Wow, okay, good.
You're going to need, you need about a pound of soil to send away. Now, you can go to the university that's near you to get a soil sample. You can go onto their extension. What they can do most likely is they'll probably send you a package. Like a bag to put the soil in, or they'll tell you right on their website, this is how you should send the soil sample. You can probably call them. They'll give you some information. But by getting that soil sample and mixing that soil together, you get a good read of what's going on in the soil. That's going to give us the basis of what's going on underneath. We'll be able to tell the pH. We'll also be able to tell, is it compacted? Are there trapped nutrients? Is there too much nutrients in certain areas? And be able to figure it out from there. It usually takes about 2 weeks for this sample to be looked at. And not a lot of people are doing it at this time, so you might be able to get it a little bit quicker. But do this for me, Linda. Hang tight for me real quick. I'm going to go to a break. When I get back, we'll get more information for you. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonaid Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonaid Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the Revolver Spray Gun. And use a Color Storm Sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Linda in regards to her lawn. You know, I explained how to get the soil sample. It does take about 2 weeks to get back, but getting the soil sample is going to help you understand what's going on there. I know it's almost going to look like, you know, it's written in a different language. You're not going to understand what it means. But a lot of the great extensions, what they'll do is they'll actually write up a report, and tell you what you need to do. Most likely, if you're just full of weeds, the lawn, it's probably very compact. You're going to need something to break up the soil. Your pH is probably lower. We're looking to get pHs into the 6 to 6.5. Being in St. Charles, you might... I'm not sure how your soil is. It might be a little less acidic and more alkaline. I know it would. I would. I'd have to look it up there. I can't remember exactly, but I know that something's going on in the soil that's going to cause the lawn not to be successful, right? That's what's going on right now. Those little, you know, holes in the squirrels that you, mm-hmm. you know, they're probably skunks as well in there if they're ripping up the lawn looking for grubs. So you're going to need a grub killer as well to take care of that. Dilox is the best product for that at this time. You know, that you could look at one of those, like they have the products out there, Grub X or Season Log Grub Control. At this point, grubs are starting to go down into the soil. So a Season Log Grub Control is a slower release. You don't need it for the next couple months. You need it now. You need to get it into the soil right away. So that's why the Dilox product is there to use. The Dilox product's an instant, you know, 24 hours, puts everything it has down and gets right into the soil and will get rid of those grubs for you. It won't hurt beneficial insects that are in the soil, so that's a bonus. That's what you like to hear. So definitely be looking to do something about that. As far as the lawn goes, you know, you'll probably get some results back that might tell you, know, it might tell you a few things. It might say you have high amounts of fertilizer in there. If that's the case, and it says there are certain ones that are very high, then you have some trapped nutrients. So that's where that a product like a gypsum, or, you know, Jonathan Green has a product called Love Your Soil. That Love Your Soil, you're basically feeding the soil, and what you're doing is helping break up some of that compaction, releasing some of those trapped nutrients, etc. So it's definitely a little bit of work to it. It's going to take a little bit more, but in the end, if you can establish your lawn and get this to a point when the, you know, when the drought hits next year, you might be able to use some products, like, as I've talked about, the product called Hydratain, to keep your lawn going. That, you know, reduces watering by 50%. It might not reduce it completely, where the fact that if we're in a major drought where you're 7-8 inches behind, that it could help it, but it's going to be better off than most. So I think a soil sample is the best way to really figure this out, so you can see everything that's going underneath. And if you can't, you know, if the extension doesn't do it, Natural Alternative, one of our sponsors, will actually do it on their website. You can go to naturalalternative.com, and they do a soil sample where you send it away to them, and they'll look at it, and they'll actually give you some great information to go by. The other thing, if you had some questions, you could always email it to me, and I can take a look at the soil sample as well, to see if there's things to do. And that's you can go right to our website at paulparent.com to get the information. But I think the soil sample is going to tell us what's going on underneath. We can't tell. We can kind of get an idea based on seeing weeds and not lawn growth, but we also are in a drought, so you just don't know all the details. So that's why I highly suggest it.
Okay. That has helped immensely. I appreciate that. I appreciated your dad, and I appreciate the fact that you've taken over and carried on.
Thank you.
It means a lot.
Thank you.
So thank you very much.
You have a great rest of your day, and I'm glad we could try to help out for you.
You sure did. Thank you. You
bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
All right, here, we're going to head to a break here, but if you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We've got plenty of time left in the show. We do have some calls on the other side of the break we'll get to. And we'll be right back.
As Homer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's As Homer.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Over 60 people rescued from a wildfire burning in the mountains of Central California. The Fresno Fire Department says the Creek Fire in the Sierra National Forest has injured a dozen people, two of them critically. And last night, 63 people were flown to safety, including some campers, after the fire blocked the only road out from their campground. Meanwhile, the huge lake fire near Lake Hughes in California, burning for nearly a month, is now 95%. 95% contained. California also among the southwestern states setting heat records this weekend, leading to huge power demand to run AC, which could lead to scheduled rolling blackouts soon. British authorities report a mass stabbing in the city of Birmingham early today. Police say there are a number of injured people, but they have not said specifically how many. And this is USA Radio News. The White House says political motivations will not play into the race to develop a coronavirus vaccine. This as the CDC has notified states to be ready to distribute one to high-priority groups as soon as the 1st of November, 2 days before the election. Some say they fear the fast-track approval will come at the expense of public safety, as President Trump is touting the vaccine's arrival while campaigning for re-election. Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen says he believes the president will do whatever it takes to win re-election. Cohen telling NBC News he's concerned about what may happen if Democrat Joe Biden ends up winning the race.
My biggest fear is that there will not be a peaceful transition of power.
Authentic was the upset winner at yesterday's Kentucky Derby, and outside Churchill Downs, pro-police and police reform demonstrators gathered. Police say there were only a few minor altercations between members of the two groups, and no arrests were made. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And I know we do have a few phone calls on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in South Portland.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Thank you for sending that newsletter.
No problem.
Well, that was a fast turnaround. You must have been sitting in front of it when I sent the email. And once again, thanks. And there's only a slight difference between the Irish soda bread from Ireland and the soda bread that was used in the newsletter.
Perfect.
My question this morning is this. Is there anything out there that will help me fight slugs? And here in South Portland, Maine, where we live, it's just been problem after problem with them. And I've tried some of your products. So I'm going to ask you if you know of anything better than the typical over-the-counter stuff. And the other thing is, can I apply that fertilizer to my strawberry plant that I've been babying for the last 4 weeks?
So so we'll go with the first simple answer. For the strawberries, definitely.
Okay.
That is definitely something you can do.
Okay.
That's not a problem with the fertilizer. So as far as slugs, I'm sure you've probably used something along the lines of like Sluggo, or there's some different products there that you could use. But that's definitely, slugs can be really bad. One product that's, not over the counter that my father used to talk about is actually beer. You could
it attracts them, right.
Yeah, it attracts the beer, the yeast that is in there. They love they get attracted right to it. And they climb up the side of what you can usually use is like a little cup. Put it next to the plants that they're attacking. It'll go right in. They just are attracted to the smell of it, and they will go in there and drown. They'll have a good time right before they die, but it definitely is something that has worked. My father used to talk about it all the time. You'd always get a good chuckle, hearing that you can use beer. The way he would always say it was, get out there, in the afternoon, you've worked hard on the garden, and take a sip of the beer, and then, drink most of the beer, leave the last sip for the slugs that are left in there, and you can get rid of them that way.
I see. Okay, well, I'll give it a shot. I will keep you on the phone, and once again, thanks for sending that newsletter.
Yeah, not a problem. It was a perfect time. I was sitting in my car. I was waiting for something to pick up curbside, and I saw an email come around, and I just sent it right away because that's an easy one I can deal with without having to use my brain.
Okay. Sure enough, you take care and have a great weekend, young man.
You too.
And stay safe.
Thanks, right, Bob. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have another call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Judy is in Vermont.
Judy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
My question is about my hydrangea bushes. I know in the last 2 weeks you've had a lot of hydrangea questions, so I guess I'm going to add to it. I have two hydrangea bushes that have been there for years and years and years and years, but my husband, my late husband, was the gardener, and I'm not very good at all of this. But this year I was so excited because, my goodness, those bushes seemed to get huge, and there were tons of buds, and I was really, really so happy. But my happiness kind of turned to disappointment because the blossoms are very small, and once they've turned that beautiful bright white, seems like very shortly they kind of became a lime green, and now, of course, they're getting that brownish tinge to them,
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Obviously, they need some kind of tender, loving care, and that's why I'm calling you, Patrick, because you're very good at this. So what can I do to help these puny little hydrangea blossoms, and why did they not stay white very long, and why did they turn that lime green?
Well, so the lime green might just be the variety. There is a couple out there called Limelight or Little Lime. Are they more like a cone-shaped flower?
No, they're not.
They're not.
And I've never noticed them turning that color so shortly.
Well, so one of the other things that could be is the drought that we're in causing the plants not to be able to develop as easily, not be able to push the flower out, but not start to grow as much.
Yeah.
What I'd like to see you do going forward, next season, when you start to see the buds start to form,
mm-hmm.
I want you to use a product that's a bloom booster, a liquid form of a bloom booster, something that has a heavy middle number on the product, like a 10, 30, 10, or a 20, 30, 20, something along those lines. Peters company has a wettable powder where you mix with some water and you can fertilize the plant.
Okay.
What it does when it starts to bloom is when you can push some of that growth a little bit more, and that's when you would want to use that bloom booster.
Okay. Now, is bloom booster just an adjective, or is this the actual name of a product?
If you look at, if you go to a local garden center and you search and you ask them for a bloom booster, a lot of times it'll be right on the package.
Okay.
The Peters one has it right on the package. While we're talking, I'm trying to Google bloom booster because some of, like, the Miracle-Gro will say bloom booster flower food. There's a number of them that will just say, yeah, Jack's Classic product is a 10, 30, 20, and right on it says bloom booster.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other thing I'd like to see you do is in the spring, when the plant is starting to develop its leaves and getting going, I want you to use a super phosphate. They'll come in multiple styles, but it's either a 0-18-0 or a 0-44-0, okay? That right there is going to push that root development and shoot development for that season. It's going to make them thicker flowers. The green of the plant is going to look greener than normal, just because it's getting that right amount of fertilizer. But you're looking for something that's heavy in the middle number, okay? So your phosphorus level is going to be high, and it's going to help with that. So a super phosphate would be the granular form in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
When you're starting to develop the hydrangea. And then from there, once you start to see the bloom, that's the idea of when you put the bloom booster in. If you put bloom booster, the liquid form, in before the flowers are developing, you're really just feeding the leaves that are there.
Yeah.
You want to see the blooms, you know, and you can go out and you'll be able to tell, you'll start to see the buds starting to form. They'll be smaller.
Right.
That's the time when you start to put the bloom booster on.
Oh, that's good to know. Yeah.
And for a rule of thumb, anything that's flowering, you want to put the bloom booster on when it's flowering, not prior to it flowering.
Okay.
From the liquid form. Because liquid forms are only readily available in the soil usually for like 2 weeks. That's it. So say you were a couple weeks early, you're only feeding the leaves, like I said.
Yep.
So you want to start to see some buds on the plant form. Once you start seeing that, that's when you hit it with the liquid, and it's just going to help the blossoms get bigger and stronger. I would say that I bet you the heat this season has caused some of the hydrangeas to do that.
Yeah, probably, because my lawn kind of took a licking.
I hear you. You know, I noticed, so I have a couple endless summer hydrangeas, the blue hydrangeas in my yard.
Uh-huh.
And this spring, when they first started to bloom, I wouldn't say spring, more the beginning of summer, I hit a huge blossom on it. I was like, this is awesome looking.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some of the same things going on where my hydrangeas, I have more flowers on it, but they're smaller.
Right.
And it's, you know, the drought has done a lot to it, because when it gets so hot and it gets so warm like this, plants stop trying to develop everything. They just almost go to seed. They almost just want to be done because they're worried about surviving the next season, getting into that next year. You're going to see it on all sorts of plants out there, you know, forming seeds quicker than they ever have, or go to the end of their cycle because they're worried about the drought. And if the drought were to, you know, kill the plant, they want to be able to come back somehow. So that's kind of what's going on with a lot of plants, and the hydrangeas included.
Right. Mother Nature certainly has a wonderful inborn intelligence, doesn't it?
Yes, it really does, and it knows what's coming. You can learn a lot just by watching the plants.
Sure.
Obviously, but you know, the drought conditions and the heat has done a number on the plants. You know, and it's you're going to notice, like arborvitaes right now, I'm noticing all over the area that do have a seed pod on them, more of like the Dark American, the Green Giants, are just covered in seed pods this year, more than I've ever seen. So that's going to be an oddity to see this year as well.
Wow, interesting. Yeah, well, that's good news, though. So that means that if I doctor this up next spring, they'll be beautiful for me again. Well, Patrick, I enjoy listening to you, and I love listening to your father, too.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for your help. Bye-bye.
Alrighty. Well, good luck, Judy. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some more calls on the line, so we're going to go right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Joanne is from Southern California, and we just got time for an introduction here.
Okay. Joanne, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
This is a peach tree, and I got it at the nursery about, last year about this time. But it's growing so large.
The branches are long, you know, it's a new baby tree,
yep.
But it's got, on the bottom of the tree, the branches are about 4 feet long, these new ones, and at the top, there's some I think are 6 feet long, and it just seems abnormal at this time of the year for a peach tree. I took a peach tree out there, took it out, an old one that was 20 years old in a beautiful producing tree. It had it, but it got leaf curl, and
yep.
It just overwhelmed the old tree. Anyway, this is in newly planted in that area, but this tree seems to want to grow like crazy.
Now,
of the year, is that normal?
Well, it can be just based on some of the weather conditions that
it's
we've been
real
having.
Hot.
What's that?
It's real hot.
Yeah, so I think there's a little bit more going on to it. Are the branches, when they come out, are they going, like, out and then straight up?
At the top of the tree, they're going, like, straight up. And at the bottom of the tree, they're kind of, you know, slanting down some. Yeah.
Okay.
It's really weird. It had 48 peaches for a baby tree. I thought that was unusual.
Well, it definitely, it's a good thing, right, to have that many. But let's do this. We're going to head to a break right now. On the other side of the break, I'll give you some more information on what we can do to be more successful with that peach tree. So hang tight for me. We're going to take that break. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to survivalseedbank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit survivalseedbank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seed bank today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Joanne in regards to a peach tree she has. Now, you know, I touched base a little bit on this with this question earlier, but I just want to ask it again. Now, the lower branches that you were talking about that have grown like 5-6 feet, are those all the way at the bottom of the plant, or are they just, you know, a couple feet up?
Oh, they're a couple feet up. It has a trunk, you know, a little skinny trunk, but like a baby tree.
Okay. One of the reasons why I ask, I was just wondering if they were sucker growth. So if they were coming from the base of the tree, sometimes that's what happens. Sometimes with...
This looks like sucker growth that would be, yeah, that you'd cut back, you know.
Because sucker growth will grow quickly and grow fast and grow, you know, tall. And it'll grow kind of straight up, right? And it could be that's what's going on.
Yes.
If you notice any of them are kind of going straight up, follow it back. What sucker growth is it's taking water away from the tree. Okay, and to have something at this point growing, you know, heavily and strong in the last part of the season, you know, might be part of it. But how long ago did you plant it into the ground?
About 2.5 years ago.
Okay.
I got the nursery. It was a baby tree. It's been about 2.5 years.
So usually, to be honest with you, the third season of anything you put in the ground is the year that it grows the most out of those first three seasons. For it to grow so quickly towards the end of the season like this is kind of an oddity. But at the same time, it usually takes about 3 years for anything to develop root system-wise, shoots, etc. So this could be just that third year growth coming on strong to get you for the next season. Look at each one of the branches. Sometimes with sucker growth, the branch almost has a little bit of a different color bark to it, right? It'll be a little bit lighter because it hasn't formed its whole entire bark yet because of the fact that it is just going for the water. It's taking the water away from the plant. It's not just sitting in the... it's not like in the soil. It's just taking it away from the plant itself. So that could be part of it.
That could be true because it's so hot here. But should I be trimming it back about 6 inches on all these branches or something?
Well, so if the branches seem to you to be more sucker growth, those are ones that you can cut right off and get rid of. Because even if you just took 6 inches, it's still there full. Pushing for water, right? That's the...
I'd have to cut back to the baby trunk?
Well, so, you know, it would be one that I'd have to see, you know, in there, but you'd be able to tell the difference if it was a sucker growth or not. If it's not sucker growth, then you can prune them a bit.
It looks sucker growth to me.
If it's sucker growth, then that sucker growth is something you have to get rid of to pull away because it's just pulling the water from you, from the plant itself, okay? Any, like, regular pruning you're going to want to do in the early spring or the last part of winter, you're not going to want to do that at this point. It's developing and getting ready for the winter and getting it that way. Even though you're in California, you know, temperature-wise it gets different, but it will drop the temperature-wise. You'll be able to tell the difference in, you know.
It drops a lot. It drops a lot in the winter.
So, you know.
1,000 feet here. And it gets down. We have had freezing winters, too.
Okay.
Not winter, but off and on, real cold days.
Yep. So, you know, basically, you know, if you're noticing that it is that sucker growth, you got to get rid of them. They're not going to be helpful, right? Again, like I said, the sucker growth is going to take the water away from the plant itself. So that's definitely something to do. The next thing I would be doing is re-pruning it in the spring. Okay. If you're worried about it being, you know, maybe they are the right growth for the peach tree, maybe wait until the spring, and then you're going to have to thin out anyways. Get some branching to allow it to develop its, you know, more shoots, more of the right branches that you're looking for. So that could be something that you could wait until the, you know, just as spring is hitting, basically the end of winter, beginning of spring. Okay.
Okay. Yes. How much should I cut back in the spring?
So in the spring, it's usually you start with any branches that are leaning over each other or dead, but you can take about 8 to 10 inches on some of them, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, Joanne, good luck. Have a great one. We're going to be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.